Sponsored by Novo Nordisk. Hi, I'm standing in quicksand. You can't see it, but it could be true. Having MASH can often be the same way. MASH, or metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis, is a potentially life-threatening liver disease you could have without knowing, especially if you have conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, or high triglycerides. You don't know if I'm in quicksand, and you won't know if you're at risk for MASH without talking to your doctor. Learn more at speakliver.com.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 16 years from today, Greg Gerstner will finally land the perfect cannonball. Epic splash. Unsuspecting friends. A work of art only possible because Greg is already meeting all these same people at AARP volunteer and community events that keep him active and involved and help make sure his happiness lives as long as he does. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/local.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Today FM. Exactly 10:26. Alison Curtis with you. Weekend Breakfast. Keep texting in. Relax. If you'd like to be in with a chance to go to Inch Donny, you can bring someone with you, of course. And it's a two-night stay there, so keep texting in. 0874-101-02. Ross Purcell's in studio.
Hello.
It's been ages.
A little break to Inch Donny. That sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Do you know what I was telling Cahill about, and you're going to think this is ridiculous. Years and years ago, I think the first time you were on the program, you brought in some treats.
I did.
And you brought in the nicest Tupperware I'd ever seen. And you're like, I'll get that from you again. And I was like, no, you won't. I'm going to keep this Tupperware.
Well, I didn't remember until this very moment, Alison, so I'd like that back.
It lives in my mind. The Hike Life and 50 More to Explore, my favorite hikes in Ireland. The book is gorgeous. I know you said you wanted it to be like a coffee table book, which it is, but it's a huge resource book. Like, so much went into it. Like, so much work went into it.
Yeah, like, I love coffee table books, so I wanted it to be kind of a merge of a coffee table book, but yeah, one you could go back to every single weekend. So I didn't want to create a hiking book that, like, you know, you bring with you, possibly. You might have it in your car or whatever, but actually one that, like, was really good quality, like a hardback, beautiful book, you know, because there's lots of hiking books out there, but a lot of them maybe, like, don't have the big photos or the imagery. So I kind of wanted to marry the two things that I wanted to do. And from doing book signings across the country, I can see people, like, their book is like, they have all the, you know, the corners of the pages turned over of what they've done. I have like a tick list at the start where people can tick how many they've done. And it's amazing,
like,
to see
a to-do list.
How many people have gotten through already. Like, they're putting me to shame.
But like, the book is just beautiful. I love the cover as well. It's you and one of your dogs. And the photographs are stunning. And I just think the way you've mapped it out is really helpful to people who might just be getting into it now.
Yeah, like, I wanted the book to be for beginner hikers and experienced hikers. You know, for the beginner hiker, obviously you have like your whole hiking list, your essential list, what to wear, what to pack, things to consider before you hike, before hike, during your hike, and after your hike. And, you know, you resourceful apps and things like that you
can
use for your hiking.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Yeah, like, you've got a whole section on the apps, which I didn't realize. Like, I wouldn't have even thought of this. So it's like windy.com and, you know, safety apps and safety words and like fun apps. Like, you've just, you know, ones that can help you track and plan as well. Like, these are just things that wouldn't be on my radar.
Yeah. And like, you know, this is just from, obviously, I've been hiking since I was a kid. So I have such an interest in it. And I love finding good apps that can help you be a better hiker and also help you have fun with hiking. So, you know, for example, something like IWDG, which is like an Irish app that helps you like spot marine wildlife. So I was hiking down in Kerry in September, and I'd gone on the app and I'd seen that people had spotted fin whales, humpback whales and mink whales in this bay. So I decided I'm going to do a hike near this bay. So I did Bally David Head, and lo and behold, from the cliff, I saw a mink whale. You know, so, you know, you can really bring some fun into your hikes and make sure you see the most of Ireland that you really can. And then there's obviously stuff like Merlin Bird App, which is great.
I
love Merlin.
Yeah.
I'm like, what has happened to me? All of a sudden, I used to go to nightclubs, now I'm really into birds. What's going on?
Like, so I have a cottage in Canada with my twin sister, and like, we spend nights on the porch, and I'm like, Karen, what's that? What's that? And she's like, Merlin. And like, off goes the app, and I'm like, it's insane, because it maps it out like an audio file, and there'll be like six birds at the same time. And it's just brilliant.
I've gone really far. I got a bird feeder that's a camera bird feeder. And I don't know how GDPR with birds are, but it also identifies the bird, and
that's
I get a notification. It's like, Eurasian blue tit is like there. And me and my partner are like, oh my God, the blue tit is back. You know, so I'm really into birds. Yeah. And then there's obviously stuff like night sky, which is fantastic if you're doing any nighttime hiking, to like map out the sky and show you what you're looking at. So there's lots of fun apps in there. There's obviously safety apps, my favourite weather apps.
Yes,
which are really good. There's some really fantastic apps out there to help us hike better.
Definitely. But you've got like, I mean, we'll talk about the actual hikes as well, but you've got like the idea of like how to layer your clothing properly, as well as like, you know, gear that you need when you go, and all sorts of things. Like even like people don't think to bring a rubbish bag even. Like all of that kind of stuff is practical.
You know what I mean? There's no toilets on the mountains and there's no bins. Yeah. So you got to come prepared, okay? And, you know, unfortunately, like you do in the popular areas, you see a good bit of litter. So that's why, you know, there's a section in my book about leave no trace and just being a responsible hiker. And, you know, when you do see rubbish, even if it's not yours, just trying to pick it up because it's a shared space.
Yeah. You know? I love this as well. So symbols in the book, the one that I really like and something you have a personal experience with is a little diamond ring. So you put a little diamond ring on the hikes that you consider good for proposals.
Yes. And you know what? This wasn't in the first book and I brought it into the second book because aside from what are your favorite boots and favorite hikes, a question I get asked the most is
proposals.
People slide into my DMs going, I'm going to propose to my partner. Yeah. Where should I do it?
Yeah.
And they'll tell me usually like their plan for the weekend and I give them a suggestion of where I think would be a really good proposal spot and what time of day. So I end up bringing that into this book of like really fantastic proposal spots. And you know what? Only the other day someone came to one of my book signings and they were like, my friend is using the book to do it in the spot that's marked. And I was like, this is so exciting. Yeah. So,
because that's just what happened for you, right?
Yeah. I got engaged at the Cliffs of Moher.
Lovely.
A very iconic spot. And it was beautiful. It was sunset and it was like, you know, Ireland, it happened to be a nice day.
Yeah. Which
was a double win, you know? And I just kind of wanted to add that in because, you know, I was so lucky to get engaged. Summer so beautiful and like our outdoors are fantastic for backdrops. And it's a question I get asked all the time. So I just kind of pop that in as well as, you know, things like if a hike is pet friendly or not, if you can get the bus
there.
You have
the dog friendly one, yeah. What would be like if you had to kind of put like pick at a push, like what would be one of your favorite places to go?
Can I give you one per province?
Yeah, sure.
The book is broken up into provinces of Ireland just to make it easy for people. So we're going to Munster.
Yes.
Okay, I'm from Munster. And I'm going to go with Cum Chinon because, look, that was in book one. I grew up maybe like 20 minutes from it. So it's very special to me because we went there a lot when we were kids. Now, we only went up to the lake when we were kids. We didn't do the whole horseshoe until I was an adult. It's absolutely incredible.
It is stunning.
And the Cumras in general, like they're full of amazing Corrie lakes and it's just magnificent. Going up to Donegal, I'm going to go with a rogue one. I'm going to say Urus Lakes Loop.
Okay.
And why I'm going to say that is because it's on the Inishowen Peninsula and I think places like Errigal and Slieve, they're amazing. They get lots of love.
Attention,
they do, yeah. And Urus Lakes Loop, it's a really well-marked trail. The local...
I don't know it.
Yeah, like the local people or whoever did the trail did a great, great job. And it's stunning. You get like, you walk up and there's like these two hidden lakes in the mountains and then you kind of come along up and you're walking along the cliff out into the ocean. So you kind of get like these lakes
the whole
and the
experience.
Ocean. You get like a lots of different terrain and kind of lots of different views and aspects. And also it starts and ends at a beach as well.
That's fabulous.
To Ulster. Ooh. Gonna have to bring you to the Mourns, I think.
Yeah. I love it. Like, so Roz, I know this is radio, but Roz's eyes are kind of going up and she's like mapping out the country. You can actually envision it.
I'm gonna have to bring you to the Mourns and I'm probably going to bring you to. I'm probably gonna bring you to Slieve Berna, probably, just because I love the rocky outcrops on top of the mountain there. Mm-hmm. And you can do a nice bit of scrambling if you're into that as well. And I just love the Mourns because you also have the Mourne Wall. You can just kind of really, really explore there. And like, the reservoirs give incredible views, especially on a really nice clear day. Like they reflect the blue and it's so strong.
So
the colours are so vibrant there as well. And one thing I really love about the Mourns is like there's so many great hiking groups around the Mourns.
Okay.
And a lot of them are really dog friendly. They've made it, you know, the trails are
really
pretty
accessible,
worn there as well. So it's very accessible. And then coming to Leinster, this is a hard one now. You're looking at me and I'm looking back at you and I it's a hard one. I'm going to go with Okay, I know where I'm going with. Right, okay, here we go. In book number 2, 50 More to Explore, I've done a really big loop. Now, this is a long loop, but you can't break it up. It goes up Turlock Hill, which is opposite Tonlagie.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. And it's actually, even if you were coming to Wicklow and you wanted to do a buggy-friendly walk, it's actually a tarmac track pretty much the whole way up to Turlock Hill, so it's really, really handy for that. But then I'm going to cut across to Camaderry. So I would have done a lot of my mountain skills training on Camaderry. It's a bit like you wouldn't really meet anyone on it. I'm going to continue down and then towards Glendalough Monastery and then loop back up on St. Kevin's Way. St. Kevin's Way is a long distance trail. So
so stunning though.
Stunning. And this is my favourite part of St. Kevin's Way, and walking back up the valley, there's some beautiful like rock pools and stuff like that. So you can find something really special. So that's where I've combined three hikes into one large loop, and it's really fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I feel lazy sitting here in studio now. It is so fantastic. And before I let you go as well, something I was thinking about when I was looking at the book, you know, you had an experience growing up in the countryside. Mm-hmm. I had a blended experience with city and country, but I sometimes have that guilt with my daughter where I'm like, oh my god, like when I was her age I built a fort that withstood three Canadian winters. Like it's like this skill set that we just, because of we're in the city, we're not getting. So it's really a push to get out and just explore nature, because that's where I'm happy and that's where I'm calm. So we should all just make the effort to do it, no matter where we are.
And I think having a nice balance, because I grew up like exploring the woods by myself and then I came to the city and I didn't really know how to speak to people, so a bit of a balance there, you know.
It's excellent. It's so lovely to have you in. Thank you so much for the coffee and the treats, and it's an amazing book, The Hike Life. You've got a signing today, is it?
I do, yeah. I'm going to Chapters at 12 o'clock, and then I'm going to be in the Great Outdoors at 4 p.m. so
in
if you're
Dublin.
Around, you're knocking about, come say hi.
Yay. Ross Purcell, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis,
playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.